B-Pod Studios.
The Sixers Station.
303, Mike Missanelli Show, our 3 o'clock hour, is brought to us by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. World-famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. Stuff going on right now. The Eagles signed some players. Won't be official, but they got Malik Jackson earlier today. They're rumored to be involved with DeSean Jackson. They signed Jason Peters to a one-year deal. They got the Brandon Graham thing done. So, you know, this is really great about this town all of a sudden. Teams need to do stuff. They do it. All right? Started with the Sixers. Needed some extra players. Got them. Phillies making all his moves. The one big fish was out there. Got them. The Eagles, they needed tackle. No question. The Jason Peters things, they kind of needed to bring him back. They needed Brandon Graham. They have an edge rusher. Got it done. They're doing stuff to make the fans want to root for him, right? We're in it. We're engaging. I use that word about 100 times today, engaging.
Now.
But it feels good, doesn't it?
It feels great. And they sign a guy from the Jaguars. Did you see that Jaguar quote-unquote attack?
No.
So what?
Oh, yes, I did, where the woman leaned over too far and a Jaguar swiped her?
Yeah, well, she climbed the first fence and then she went to take a selfie.
Yeah.
Isn't it wrong to call it a Jaguar attack? A Jaguar attack to me is if you're in the wild or, like, if you go and hop the fence towards the Jaguar.
What would you call it?
I would call that a woman attack.
A woman attack?
Yeah, a Jaguar.
I call it being an idiot.
Yeah, a Jaguar standing, defended itself.
Jaguar attacked.
No, the Jaguar stood and defended itself.
Jaguar attacked. The Jaguar swiped.
No, but she went to him.
It doesn't matter. Uh-huh. If the Jaguar doesn't swipe, she doesn't get hurt.
No, if you go to the Jaguar, if somebody comes in your house, Mike.
Stop it.
And your dog bites him, that's not a dog attack. That's a burglar. Yeah, she's a burglar.
She's not a burglar.
Yes, she is. What you doing so close to the Jaguar?
It's a Ron Burgundy moment, first of all, right? She wanted to get a good shot.
She's
right. So it is a Jaguar attack. Now,
no.
I think it was great that they didn't euthanize the Jaguar for punishment reasons, which is what they usually do in that situation. So they spared the Jag.
Dan Roach says it's Jaguar defense. It's a defense,
it is an attack.
It's
a defensive.
You get too close. Whoa.
Jaguar defense. What's the woman going to do to the Jaguar?
People kill animals all the time.
That woman's going to kill the Jaguar?
The Jaguar doesn't know that.
That particular time.
The Jaguar doesn't know
that. Of course,
the
Jaguar's a wild animal.
Right, so you get too close to the wild animal, don't call it an attack.
A wild animal attacks. That's what they do.
We need a new term. Shark attack in the ocean's not an attack. Jaguar attack at the zoo when you go to the Jaguar is not an attack. If they come up in the boat like sharks have done, that's an attack.
What is your concern here? The Jaguars are going to get a bad rep?
Yeah, it's like a sign.
Really?
Kids will be afraid of it. They watch the news, then they think a Jaguar is an evil animal.
You know what? This just in. They shouldn't be afraid of a Jaguar. This is proof. Well, like, what are you kidding me?
They keep your distance, and they don't attack you. You go to them, that's not an attack. It's been bothering me since I've seen it.
I applaud the Jaguar.
You did the right thing. You get too close.
The Jaguar didn't do the right thing.
Yes, it did.
No, it did.
The job was of the zoo.
Was it protecting its young? No. It relied on its wild animal instincts.
No, it's protecting its home.
It's a human being.
It's
like
enclosure.
Human beings, so we swipe at human beings.
No, this is my enclosure. You get too close, I have to defend my enclosure.
The Jaguar's got to know that he's got more ammo than the human being.
Nah, she don't know what she pulls out a phone. What if it's a pistol?
Is he looking at the human being? Does the human being have claws?
What if
does the human being have big teeth?
What about the arsenal? She may have had a weapon.
Come on.
Instead of a phone. Instead of she reaching that pocket and pulls out a pistol instead of the phone, then right away the human's the apex predator.
If she pulled out the pistol to shoot the Jaguar, it certainly wouldn't be a Jaguar attack at that point. But there's no other way to term this other than an attack, because the Jaguar did attack. Jaguar didn't stay passive and say, oh, this woman's not going to hurt me. She's a woman. The Jaguar attacked.
Flabbergasted on your take on this.
Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
That poor Jaguar, I'm going to tell you something. You know, they just can't win for nothing.
They're always getting picked on, man.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You want to hear something scary? I was standing outside my new house and listening out there in the wilderness. I don't know what kind of animal that was out there, but it made me go get my pistol to let my dogs out. I thought something was going on. I thought the boogeyman was coming out the woods.
You got a wild animal in your midst?
Oh, I live in the wild. I mean, I live out in the country. So, I mean, you know, it's just what we do. But I'm going to tell you something. You hear a rabbit get killed, it's one of the scariest things. They cry like a baby, but it's like blood-curdling scream.
Oh, yeah, it's a coyote getting them, right?
It's the scariest thing you ever heard.
It's the coyote again? Huh? It's the coyote again.
Yes, sir. We have coyotes. We got to worry about them.
Yeah, the coyotes. They're nasty.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get my point on the coyotes. DJ show. It completely just cut me off. I'm about done with the mic.
Really?
I won't roll with the Phillies. I don't think the Cubs likes me anymore.
Oh, because you're torn between teams.
I'm not torn between anything. I'm an Atlanta Braves fan. Yeah. I'm an Eagles fan.
You got acceptance from me because you grew up with the Braves.
Yes, sir.
North Carolina.
The only person I need. And Tyrone and Natalie, too, because I like all three.
You can like the Phillies, too. I understand. You know, you said you wanted to be a Phillies fan, but I know in your heart you're a Braves fan. You can't reverse that. So the only problem you have is when the Braves play the Phillies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, when you were talking about Eflin and all them, I know more about the now Phillies than I do the Braves. I don't follow the Braves like I used to. I just grew up with them. So asking me to just take that away from my heart, I can't do it. As a true fan, I can't do that.
Okay. I got you.
But anyway, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
What would be better, Jackson or Brown deal? Who's got a better deal, the Raiders or the Eagles?
You mean Antonio Brown and what other Brown? He got cut off.
He evaporated.
What other Browns he talking about? Brown.
I don't know. What other Brown?
You mean Bell Brown, maybe?
He must have meant Bell Brown.
Bell Brown is probably better.
Yeah, but a lot more expensive. They couldn't afford, the Eagles can't afford Bell Brown.
Yeah.
Because Antonio got a raise in addition to everything else out with the Raiders, and Bell's going to get a bunch of money.
I think it was phrased earlier in the afternoon show. He may have called Graham, Deshaun, or Antonio. I forget. He had phrased it another way.
Oh, well.
But I didn't really pay that much attention to it.
With the Eagles cap situation, getting Le'Veon Bell and Brown was impossible. Uh-huh. They don't have the money to do that.
You know what I love about the people that had the Southern thing? The coyote is one of them.
I like
a
coyote.
The insurance is the other one.
I say insurance.
You say insurance?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Really?
I shouldn't, but yeah.
Maybe that's a black thing. Insurance.
Yeah, it's insurance.
Because AI... It's also the emphasis on the first syllable, not AI.
Yeah, I say
black folks say AI.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where the insurance comes from.
Yeah, it's insurance. Yeah, car. Now here I would say insurance because I'm at work.
But like normally you would say insurance,
or if I'm tired. If I'm tired, that's all right.
I think we may have discovered.
More.
No, it's not wrong. It's just a dialect. It's how people interpret stuff. Yeah. But definitely in the South, it's insurance.
Yeah.
Then there's no waiver. Like up here, like you'll say insurance, but some other people say insurance.
Yeah, look at that.
And the coyote is like one of the standards.
Yeah, I like the people say coyote, but that's not natural for me.
Both of them sound better. Insurance sounds better than insurance. AI sounds better. Emphasis on the first syllable when it's actually the second syllable sounds better for some reason.
See, English is interesting like that. English is a weird language like that.
Charlie in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Charlie.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, Charlie?
Hey, I need you to help me with something here,
What's
right?
What's going on?
I have a bit of a dilemma with the Sixers, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a dilemma.
I need them. They have one more game coming up against Boston, and I kind of need them to win that game psychologically as a fan, because if they don't win that game, and they go to the playoffs without Fanning beat Boston like this year, I'm not going to feel so good. I don't care if they go to the second or third round. Like, I want to know that we can beat Boston.
They're not going to play Boston.
No, we're going to play them another game coming up.
Yeah, but you're not going to play them in the playoffs, so what do you care?
Yeah, but I want to beat them the regular season game.
No, I get it. I get it. But in a peculiar twist of NBA fate, they're most likely not going to play Boston unless Boston somehow gets to the Eastern Conference Finals with the Sixers.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Everyone wants to duck Boston. Like, that's a rival.
I get it.
I want to beat them.
If you win that last game and you so happen to get them in the playoffs, that would feel a lot better. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but even if we win that last game, right, Mike, and we don't get them in the playoffs, You know what I mean? I feel better as a fan. Okay. Like, yeah, we beat Boston last time. Now we're going to the playoffs to handle business, even though we might not see Boston.
Yes, I totally agree with you.
I want to beat them. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot lose this last game to Boston as a fan.
Yes.
Because it will psychologically murder me. Because mm-hmm. I cannot go into the playoffs knowing that we could not beat Boston not one time this year. You follow me?
Yeah, I follow you 100%. And I want the same thing.
Yeah. So I'm glad we're in agreement on that. As far as Jimmy Butler go, though,
mm-hmm.
I think Jimmy's going to be fine come playoff time. I think he's, you know, he said it a few times, you know, this is just child's play until mm-hmm. playoffs start. I think once the playoffs start, he's going to realize he has actually a chance to win something here. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to play a lot better. And he's going to be a bigger role.
Well, listen, I hope you're right.
Playoff time.
I hope you're right.
All right, Mike.
All right, man. You got it. Yeah, believe me, I hope nobody hopes you're right more than me. I think the guy was talking about Trent Brown. With Antonio Brown.
Oh.
Chuck was talking about Trent Brown.
Well, they still...
Antonio Brown and Trent Brown went to the Raiders, right?
Oh, well, they still win. Brown and Brown's better because Antonio Brown's the best mm-hmm. player, but it was unrealistic for the Eagles to get him.
It wasn't an Eagle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why even... People like to torture themselves, don't they?
Yeah, like, where
with,
do we get,
with stuff.
Where do we get Antonio Brown money?
John in Stratford. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike. How we doing?
What's going on, John?
I just wanted to talk about, I know we've been focusing on Jimmy Butler, but I kind of want to move that momentum towards Brett Brown.
Go ahead.
The way I see it.
Brett Brown, not Trent Brown or Antonio Brown. Brett Brown we're talking about,
right?
We're not
talking about AB.
Okay.
But what I wanted to talk about was post-Clippers trade. It seemed like we had like a mindset where we were going to be set towards the Eastern Conference Finals or Brett Brown's gone. Would I be wrong in saying that?
Yep, I think you're right. I would say that, yep.
Because if we're going to break it down by talented teams, who has more talent other than the Warriors than the Sixers right now?
Mm-hmm. The starting five, yes. Now, bench is another matter.
Oh, bench. Oh, God.
Yeah. You obviously have to put that in perspective. yes, I get what you're saying. But they might not be as good because their bench is not overall good as Milwaukee. It would be an upset for them probably right now to beat Milwaukee.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. We have Milwaukee, we have the Raptors, and we have Boston.
And
if we're not playing Boston, we got to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And even if we play Boston, we lose them first round, say it's a mm-hmm. 4-5.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
He's got to go.
The 4-5 is not going to happen. They're in the third spot. They'll stay in the third spot. So,
yeah, I hope they do.
Yeah, they're not going to play Boston in the first round, so which means they won't play them in the second round, which means that Boston will get eliminated. By Milwaukee, so the Sixers will play Milwaukee for the Eastern Conference Championship. If they get there and they lose in five, I still might be inclined to move on from Brett Brown.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, you got it, John. All right, now, if they lose in the second round, I'm moving on. And I like Brett. If they lose in the second round to Toronto, I'm out. It's time for a change.
I want to give you a scenario somebody mm-hmm. gave me in that light. Everybody else plays really well in that series. The coaching doesn't mm-hmm. seem so, like a mismatch, mm-hmm. but Ben Simmons has another one, like 1-point game like he did with the Celtics,
mm-hmm.
where it's clear that Kawhi has shut Ben Simmons down, and the reason they lost was because of Ben and not because of the coach.
Nope.
Would you still get rid of the coach?
Yep.
In that scenario?
Yep.
Because there's a lot of people
who... Because then Ben would need a different voice. That would be my criteria for that.
Okay. Because there are people
who
think that Boston and Toronto would give Ben a lot of trouble while against the Bucks, flourish.
Okay, I get
in
it.
A playoff series.
I get it, but the coach has to figure out a way to get Ben Simmons going. So I would not put that on the coach. That would be still on the coach for me.
Okay.
All right, two lines have opened, so it's a good time to get in. 610-632-0975. And we can talk about anything today because everything is being talked about. The Eagles are doing some stuff. The Sixers with a big win yesterday, and the Jimmy Butler concern of mine, and you're fighting Phils, who went down. It doesn't look like pitcher number two. And that's Jared Eichhoff. After Vince Velasquez had a disastrous outing today, it doesn't look like Jared Eichhoff's nailing down that spot either. So now it's down to two, Pivajita and F. Len.
See,
F. Len.
That's a violation.
I'm moving on. F. Len will be the guy. F. Len. Pivetta and F. Len will be the 3-4.
And then that made Velasquez is the 5.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I don't.
That experiment's over.
Yeah, I don't think either. I don't know what they would do with five.
Well, here's...
to be honest with you.
Velasquez tends to be better later in games, so...
Bullpen him?
You can't, because if you come in for just one inning, he's bad in that first inning. He actually is better in, like, inning three and four than he is in one and two. See, I don't think he'd be good in a bullpen. I think he's either a starter or out of baseball. I don't think he's actually a bullpen guy. Because his splits, he actually does better if he can get into the meat of the game. It's just, he's just,
they're going to probably go with him to start the season. We just have to bite the bullet, okay? No matter what I say, how much I'm going to squawk about this whole thing, they're going to go with it. So the hope is three things. The better bullpen, the better defense, the more they're going to score runs, right? That will help out. So in other words, your 3-4-5 could have ERAs over 4, and you can still win because of those other components. That's the thing you have to hope for. So the bitching and moaning is not going to do me any good, or you any good.
Yeah.
I'm out. You see what you see in those guys. I've already seen what I've seen in these guys. I would have changed it up going into this year instead of doing this. I'm tired of doing this with these guys. I'm crossing my fingers for the radio people. Rob in Houston. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, I have a take and I have a question. My take is, being from Houston here, I just don't see why Jimmy Butler would actually want to be up there. I don't think he ever wanted to be in Milwaukee either. I think he really wants to be either here or be out in California. And my question to you is, now that the most decorated quarterback in Philadelphia history, Nick Foles, is gone, what do you expect?
How's everyone doing?
What are your expectations from that on-again, off-again Carson Wentz?
My expectations are he's going to return to Pro Bowl form. That's what my expectations are. Now, whether it happens, we have to wait and see. But the most decorated quarterback in Eagle history?
Absolutely.
I'm embarrassed.
For playing six games?
Super Bowl winning quarterback. Uh-huh. Most valuable player quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That would be Nicholas Foles.
Yeah, six games.
He's the most decorated quarterback in Philadelphia history.
All right. Let's make some noise.
Now,
come on.
Now, let me get to the crux. Are you angry that they did not go with him instead
of
Carson?
Absolutely.
You are?
Absolutely.
So in your world, Rob, you would have done what? You would have traded Wentz?
I would have traded Wentz. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would have gotten as much as I could for Wentz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll see. Nick's finding a difficult time to get a job these days, so maybe teams don't think as highly of him as you do.
Well, let's see what happens at the end of the year. Let's see where Jacksonville is.
Jacksonville hasn't signed him yet. Maybe it'll get done, but there's only really one team that was interested.
Okay. Again, let's see where he stands at the end of the year compared to Carson. If Carson Wentz can finish the year out. He's had a hard time in college.
You think Nick Foles plays a full year? He finishes the year without missing games?
We're going to find out.
All right.
We're going to find out.
You think he's hardier to survive than Carson Wentz is?
Mike, throughout the year, you kept the carrot out for Nick Foles. You kept on saying, well, if he can win this game, I think we have a chance of keeping him. If he wins this game.
But he didn't win the New Orleans game. And that ended it for me. I told you exactly what I would have considered what you'd considered had he gotten them to the Super Bowl game, but he didn't. So that was the end for Foles. I was very clear on that.
You were consistent?
I was clear. If he got him to the Super Bowl, I was moving on from Wentz. But that doesn't mean that right now, as it stands, that Foles is the better quarterback.
He should probably Google. Foles has never played 16 games in his career.
No.
Carson has in his career.
Yeah, and this notion that Nick Foles is Captain America, and he would survive a season, is a little faulty. 610-632-0975. It is Mike Masnelli Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mike Bisignelli show on 97.5 tonight. It's just in that commercial. I thought at first that he was saying Chase Utley. And I said, it doesn't sound like Chase Utley. It was Chase Elliott. But he's saying Elliott like it's like you slurring it to sound like Utley. Did you hear that? Did you just hear that commercial? How many people thought he was saying it's Chase Utley?
Well, that was probably intentional.
Speaking of Chase Elliott, it's Ryan Howard at the complex.
Yeah, he brought out all the big guns.
Ryan Howard is in the best shape that I've ever seen him in. Even in his prime as a baseball player.
You gotta get slim for TV.
I guess he got slim for TV. Yeah. He could get slim for Major League Baseball. He gets slim for TV.
You know what it probably is? He probably learned a little bit about diet.
Yeah, what, after his career?
Yeah. What happens?
Well, it's nice he learned about it after his career.
That happens a lot.
All right, it's time to get a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Andrew Sauchuda is filling in for Natalie Agonoff today.
The question, which team is most on your mind today with the NFL tampering period beginning? 66% say Eagles, Phillies, and Sixers tied with 17%.
All right, there you go. I wonder how many people tuned in today and saw Sauchuda and said, oh, hell.
It's every time
and
I fill in.
And they were out.
Every time
no,
I
no,
fill
no,
in.
No, Natalie, I'm out.
It's going to be a tough week in that way, I guess.
I mean, yeah, let me bring up a little circumstance here, Kyron. You were gone Saturday. You left Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So, Nat and I went to the game.
Yeah.
And Nat actually took the video of me taking ground balls. So, she was at the game with it. So, afterwards, she's staying with a cousin there for a week.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the cousin is tremendous personality, good-looking cousin.
Yeah, and I hung out with her some.
Yeah, we hung
Friday,
out. Yeah,
yeah.
Very, very, very pretty lady. And she's married to a guy, and they have a kid. And so the cousin picked Natalie up at the ballpark Saturday after we kind of both left after the Bryce Harper thing.
Yeah.
So I go over to the husband's in the back seat with the kid, and I go like I get Nat's bag out, and we put it in the trunk of the cousin's car, and. The husband didn't come out of the car, and I kind of like just went over to the car to say hello to him, and the dude didn't even look up. He's looking at his phone. Did you find that weird?
That's
like
that's
not weird. Even say hello to somebody. Is that weird or is that me?
No, that's weird. And weird? I'm not even friendly, and I still think that's weird.
No, I mean, I don't rip for cousin's husband, but I'm just thinking it was kind of peculiar.
Well, he's also got to get out of the car to help put the bag
well,
in the car.
Well, he didn't do that. I did that. So
you give a hello, you roll down the window, give a how you doing.
Yeah, I mean, I went over to say, you know, hey, because I met his wife the night before. Hey, my man was just looking down. He didn't want anything to do anything.
So that's the first time you saw him?
First time.
So he didn't even get out to say hi to Natalie?
No, they had.
No. Nah.
She had seen.
She didn't see him.
Really?
Yeah, that's a relative
she
right there.
Saw, no, she didn't. Cause she, we
well,
hung
I
out.
Guess he figured she was getting in the car, so he was going to say hello then.
Now you get out, give the big hug.
I'm not a big hugger, but I would say hello. Got to say hello.
I mean, I just wanted to, I was just going, hey man. People look at things differently, I guess.
It's Florida, dude. Florida rules, though.
Is it Florida?
Florida
right,
rules.
Let's go to Alex in Queens. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Alex?
When I look at the Eagles going into 2017, if you look at everywhere, any prediction, no one even had them finishing in first. Everyone had them either second or third. Mm-hmm. The reason they won, they had great clubhouse guys like Nelson Aguilar, Zach Ertz, Jason Peters. These guys had the intangibles. They're winning players, okay? Bringing DeSean Jackson back.
That's not true!
He's a terrible locker room guy. He ruined Andy Reid's career. He ruined Chip Kelly's career. He ruined the Buccaneers, the coach who was just fired recently. The Eagles had a great chemistry. They have great winning players. You don't disrupt that by bringing in a guy who, if you go back to 2014, a ton of reports of him getting into fights with wide receivers coaches, having temper tantrums, doing things in the locker room, putting up loud music. Mm-hmm. My point is that This Eagles team thrives on intangibles. They have the right mix of guys. And I look at the last 2 years, what they've done. I thought losing Nick Foles would be a big hit for their chemistry. Mm-hmm. The last person in any sport that I would want on my team is Deshaun Jackson. I would even
like... All right, let me get a word in edgewise here. First of all, with the loud music, where did you get that report?
Go back to this 2014 report from CBS Philly talking about how guys would tell him to lower the music and he would turn it up even higher.
Okay. But my point, all right, no, wait. You put your point out there. Now, here's my point. He's an older player, and for years you've needed the speed on that side to balance Alshon Jeffrey.
He won a Super Bowl without him. He's not needed at all. You don't take a chance on an older player who's ruined every locker room he's ever been in. You don't take that chance. You don't disrupt that. Howie Roseman is making the same mistake he made when he took the talent over chemistry. The famous dream team of 2011.
Do you believe a team that's already settled can absorb a player like that and he would not be?
Look at the Jaguars. Look at what happened to the Jaguars this year with the chemistry. Look at the Steelers. One or two players make all the difference in the world. You see it all the time. You look at Ben McAdoo was a complete disaster the second year because of bad chemistry.
I hear you. You hate Deshaun. I get that. And you have some valid points. But at this stage of his career, you're talking about a guy who, I don't know. Is it caustic to believe that he would just want to be part of something that wins at this point of his career? He's no longer, he doesn't have the credentials anymore to be the diva. When he was here before, he did.
And all reports are he's matured, because some people can mature over from 2014 with loud music.
Yeah, I don't
to
know that any person out there can say that he ruins locker rooms, because you're not close enough to it. Like, you don't know what he's ruined. I mean, Chip Kelly got rid of him right away.
Right.
He didn't want him right away. It wasn't like he ruined Chip Kelly.
And he lied about it and used a reporter who somehow got away with it with the gang ties. And I'm still waiting for that arrest to come, because at the time he was going to be like Hernandez. Oh, an arrest is pending with Deshaun. Uh-huh. Still free. Amazing. And the gang ties was a lie.
You're talking about a team that has Malcolm Jenkins as a leader, that has a lot of guys that are the veteran players, veteran leaders. I don't know. I don't think Deshaun Jackson would be a problem. I think he'd be an asset more than a problem. Dean in Mount Airy on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dean.
Hey, yo. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Dean? How you doing?
What's up, Tyrone? I don't sound like Natalie there. But listen, I'm going to make this quick, because usually I get hyped and you be hanging up on me and stuff. I just want to talk about the Cougar thing. It was a Cougar, right?
No, it was a Jaguar.
Oh, what's the... All right. Yeah. I think that's the same thing, but all right, Jaguar.
No, there's two different species. One's a cougar, one's a jaguar. They're not the same animal.
No, they the same. It's just a different word for the same animal.
No, it's not.
That's not true.
It's two different animals, bro.
Okay.
All right, go.
Listen, did I hear you say that cougar should have known?
It's a
that
jaguar.
That jaguar.
Yes.
Listen, you said that jaguar should have known that lady.
No, I didn't say that at all.
And we never heard a fly?
No. What I'm saying is, it's still a jaguar attack. Even though the woman was wrong and the woman invaded the space, the jaguar did attack her.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying. It is an attack.
But the thing is, you're kind of right. It's almost a human attack, because... it's do or die out there with that tumor.
It's that do or die. That's not a predator. A jaguar attacks because they see something that they're afraid of.
But
it's usually an animal.
Yeah, but
this is not an animal. This is not a species. The jaguar. The jaguar probably should have figured it out. Is what I'm trying to tell you.
He ain't that animal.
Because there was no claws. There was no wild teeth. There was nothing that would be offensive to the jaguar.
He just don't know. He ain't ready to get hurt and then find out. He ready to do what he's doing. Do or die out there.
I get it.
All right. Listen.
Yes.
And the Jimmy Butler thing is, I'm not sure what's up with him either. But what I think is that he's doing what Brett Brown is telling him to do. He's doing what he needs to do. Now, if he need to be a beast later, I don't know. He'd probably be a beast. But the thing most is, when I see him on the court and I see him smiling, you see him smiling sometime and joking around.
Uh-huh.
That's what I like. Now, it seemed like the smile's not a fake smile, so it seemed like he's happy to be on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that he is not happy being on this team, because he's not happy not being the number one guy. That's what I think. All right, let me give you an analogy. People taking their picnic baskets in woods where there are bears. He didn't do anything to the bear. Bear comes up to him, slashes at him. Right? They're invading the bear space. It's a bear attack, though.
No.
It is.
See, I don't see. That's why I said we need a new word. That's not a bear attack. The woods are the bear's home.
When you make an offensive move towards somebody, it's an attack.
She went over the enclosure to the jaguar.
She did not make the attack on the jaguar. The jaguar attacked her. She's wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she's right. She was an idiot. But she wasn't attacking the jaguar. The jaguar attacked her.
Jaguar's doing what the jaguar has to do.
If somebody breaks into your home, Mike, are you attacking the intruder?
Right, they may just want a bowl
it's
of porridge.
It's human versus human. It's different.
Okay.
The jaguar's a wild animal that used its claw to slash the woman. What do you call that? That's not an attack?
No, that's a defense. Do you kill bugs that come into the house like a fly?
No, I slap them and stun them, knock them out, and I grab the wing and I put them outside. I don't kill them.
Yeah, see, me, if you're a bug outside, I will never kill. But in the house, and you're in my house.
My space.
You did.
You got the magazine.
Yep. Don't come inside. I'm not going to magazine you in your world.
All right. I think we're getting caught up on the word attack. The jaguar did attack.
No.
610-632-0975. Two lines are open. It's the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
7, Mike Missanelli Show 97.5 Fanatic. We got it. Thought the jaguar and the cougar are the same animal. Let's straighten it out for all you animal confused people. The jaguar is spotted. It's a spotted cat. It's the largest cat in the world. It is larger than a leopard, which also has spots. The jaguar is the bigger. I mean, the jaguar's the bigger. And if you watch Seinfeld, Cousin Jeffrey likes the jaguar because he likes the spots. Right, Tyrone? Now, the cougar is not spotted. The cougar is also called a puma or a mountain lion. The jaguar is being more ferocious and bigger and sturdier. I think we've settled that, right?
Yeah, I didn't know there was going to be confusion.
There were two different. Yes, the cougar has other names. The jaguar is the jaguar.
Yeah, I prefer mountain lion of all the names.
Mountain lion would be the cougar.
Yeah, I like the mountain lion.
Because you like the Nittany lion.
No.
Because the Nittany lion is a mountain lion.
Oh,
no. Exactly right.
But no.
All right, so I just had a conversation with one of our sales execs, Carly Kurzman. You know Carly?
Yeah.
She came in and said, was it the giant that you were interested in the giant with that guy talking about the Flyers? I go, yeah. He goes, I was just there. He did it to the guy in front of me. He was talking about he was outraged by Voracek's suspension and was saying that the league doesn't want the Flyers to make the playoffs. The same spiel. The guy's been besieging apparently any male customer today with the flaw with the suspension of Voracek. The manager's got to step in here.
He's got to. Think?
This is a manager issue.
He's got to get an earpiece, get the app, listen to sports talk radio, call in.
It's hysterical. She said, yeah. I was with the giant. I said, yeah, I was the giant. Because I was just in the line, and he did it to the guy in front of me.
So all day long, he's bothering people.
All day long, he's doing it. He did this to me 3 hours ago. He's been ranting for 3 hours on this, apparently.
He can't let it go.
Now, did you catch his name?
On a name tag?
What was his name?
Because maybe we call that giant and ask for him. Live on air.
Yeah, like, come on, man, get it all out so that you stop abusing your customers. You might get in trouble.
I forgot the guy's
what
name.
What lane was he working in? Lane two?
I'm sure he's not.
No, Carly same. Will know. We'll ask
I'm
Carly.
Sure he's not in the same lane.
We'll see if we can get him.
I forget what the guy's name is.
After James Palmer, and let's let him vent, get it out of his system, because I don't want him to get fired from the Giant. But I can't have a guy work. If I'm running the Giant, I can't have him berating my customers about the Flyers.
I think it's hysterical. But I mean, anybody who want to, you know anything about hockey? Yeah, if you say yeah, you're done. If you go no, then he's probably not going to leave you alone.
If you're at the local Giant, say you don't know. Now I'm a basketball fan.
It's going to mark on itself. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark. Yo, Mark. Marky, are you there? I hear air. All right, he's not there. Let's go to Jay in Northeast Philly. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Jay? How you doing, pal?
Yeah, I got two things I want to talk about real quick.
Go ahead.
I agree with you about the Phillies, man. We need to get another Keiko or somebody because I can't depend on our other pitchers besides Nola and maybe Vasquez, maybe. But
Vasquez? He got destroyed today.
Yeah, I've seen that. But what I'm saying is we need another
pitcher. Yeah, you're talking about Arrieta. You mean that you're okay with Arrieta?
Yeah, I'm okay with Arrieta. Yeah,
the first two we're okay with.
Yeah, I just want us to get another pitcher. But, I mean, I know how we can get him. Is if you go on a rant like you did with Bryce Harper here.
Listen, they're going to see it for themselves. They're throwing these guys out there, and they're getting shelled in spring training, so they're not going to have any other choice, no matter what their dynamic plan was, to believe in these guys.
Right. And my other point is about the Voracek thing. I know you're already talking about the guy going at it.
It's outrageous he was suspended for two games. They don't want it. The league doesn't want the Flyers to make the playoffs.
No, I don't believe that, but I believe that that two games is too much. Malkin got two games, only one game for going across
swinging
the
a stick.
With the stick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to some instances, it looks like that the refs are against the Flyers. I'm just saying.
Well, I think the refs are. They've always been. For 44 years, I think this has gone on now. And it's been going on long enough, don't you think?
Yeah.
44 years, these damn officials in this league have picked on the Flyers. And I can't stand it anymore.
Tell them, Mike.
I can't take it.
Can't take it, right, Mike?
All right.
I love you, Mike.
All right. This is where TV comes in handy. they're against the Flyers. I think we can all agree. Andrew in Newtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Number 13, Mike Missanelli.
What's going on, Andrew?
How much? I wore 13 myself. My
did you really?
I still play titles 13s. I have for about 10 years.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's custom there. Uh-huh. I need a ruling on violation before we talk.
What do you have?
I got behind a funeral procession mm-hmm. in my car the other day, mm-hmm. and I wasn't sure if the vehicle behind me was part of it. I looked behind me, and there weren't any flashers. Saw all sorts of flashers on in front of me. Coming up to the red light, I turned my flashers on, and I checked the car behind me. They did also, so I kind of felt okay with it. Is it a violation to join the procession?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Are you even asking this question?
Yes.
That's the cheesiest thing I've ever heard.
Well, see, now, I wasn't
you have
sure
no respect for the funeral procession.
Well, if the car behind me, I didn't want anybody butting in.
Oh, dude. Dude.
Quite the conflict.
Dude.
I was conflicted.
During your funeral, you want somebody to treat you with disrespect like that?
I did feel kind of bad when I went straight up. I was turning right.
Yeah, you should feel bad. That's terrible.
Well, I won't do it again, Mike. I didn't know the ruling.
Of course you knew the ruling. You knew cheating or you wouldn't even have brought it up to me.
Well, no, see, so honestly, I wasn't sure if the car behind me, I didn't want him to get cut off at the red light. That might be.
Okay,
Eagles and Deshaun Jackson. Listen, I don't have a problem with his character, but, I think, at his age and that position, it doesn't look like he's losing a step. Mm-hmm. My biggest issue is spending money at that position, which they have a lot last year, and I know they're losing some players there, but they did invest at the running back position last year, and they did the year before with Blunt and Ajayi, mm-hmm. and I'm guessing they're losing Ajayi. And you know, they need somebody to fill.
Who?
Ajayi.
Ajayi. Yeah. Thank you. I'm having a brain lapse after that ruling, man. But they need somebody out of the backfield that can flip the ball, too.
Tevin Coleman is what's been rumored to be the guy they're after. So we'll see. We're going to talk to James Palmer in just a little bit. There's a lot of activities going on around the league right now. So he'll keep us up to date and give us a lowdown where the Eagles are going, either with DeSean Jackson or a running back or anybody else at this point. 5 minutes, James Palmer from the NFL Network on the Mike Misnelli Show. NBC Sports Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic, back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.